The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. As we worship on this fifth Sunday in Lent, we are conscious of Lent's lengthening shadows as we approach the Holy Week of the Lord's Passion. And in the Gospel read on this Lord's Day, we see a great crescendo in the conflict between the Savior and those who are eager to destroy him. And in this conflict, we see the struggle between the Lord Jesus, who says of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," and Satan, who is a liar and the father of lies. The terrible truth is that you and I live in a world filled with lies. A world in which it often seems as if lies are increasingly mistaken for truth. In their conflict with Jesus, his enemies claim that they are descendants of the patriarch Abraham, who is called the father of believers. We read in the book of Genesis, Abraham believed God, and that was reckoned to him as righteousness. Well, Jesus agrees that his enemies are indeed Abraham's descendants. But he also tells them that they don't do what Abraham, the father of believers, did. Instead, they want to kill him who has told them the truth that can make them truly free. Free from their delusions, free from their hatred, in a word, free from their sin. But they don't want to hear this, and instead they attack Jesus, saying, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." And in their claim of not having been born of fornication, we can detect the slander of our Lord's mother, which she suffered regarding her son's paternity. In reply to their claim to be children of God, Jesus answers, "If God were your father, you would love me, because I proceeded and came forth from God, and I tell you the truth. You are of your father the devil, and there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me." They then say that Jesus is a Samaritan, and the Jews despise the Samaritans, and that he must have a devil. To that Jesus replies, "I honor the Father, but you dishonor me. I do not seek my own glory. There is one, the Father, who seeks it, and he will be the judge. And then these stunning words of Jesus. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Utterly shocked by Jesus' words, his enemies exclaim, Abraham died and the prophets died, and you say that if anyone keeps your words, he will never see death? Jesus replies, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Jesus' enemies reply, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? It is then that Jesus answers, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. St. John tells us that when they heard that, they prepared to stone Jesus to death. And if we find ourselves asking why our Lord's enemies were so enraged, the answer to that question is found in the book of Exodus. There we read that when God called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, while Moses happened to be tending the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro, the Lord God appeared to him in the burning bush, and the Lord tells Moses that he's seen the affliction of the Israelites, that he will deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and he calls Moses to lead them out of their bondage. When Moses then asks what he should say when the people ask him, what is the name of the Lord who had called and sent him? The Lord gives this answer. Say to the people of Israel, I am has sent me. Say to the people of Israel, I am has sent me. And so I am is in fact the very name of God. Jesus' enemies knew this story well. And so when he said, before Abraham was, I am, they realized that Jesus was claiming to be the great I am, claiming to be God. To them, this was blasphemy. And the penalty for the blasphemer was to be stoned to death. But the Lord Jesus had only spoken the truth about himself, and the truth about his enemies who hated him and wanted to kill him. They, in fact, wanted to do the work of Satan, who, having not succeeded in destroying the Savior, continues in his efforts to destroy every good thing that comes from the hands of our merciful Creator. Satan takes delight in conflict. Satan loves to set human beings against one another. Satan loves to stir up hatred, and he uses all kinds of tricks and lies to make that happen. He beclouds people's minds and confuses them so that they're unable to see reality, to see truth. And because he is a liar, because he is the great deceiver, he cunningly disguises himself as an angel of light, leading people to believe that what are in fact terrible errors and terrible delusions, as if these delusions, these rejections of obvious truths, of obvious realities, are remarkable human progress. But Satan is not only a liar and the father of lies, he is also the accuser who wants us to see only our many and grievous sins and to forget the cleansing blood of Jesus. To that accusation of Satan, we can, we must, we shall present the saving blood of Christ. His blood, the blood of the spotless Lamb of God, the blood of him who is not only our fully human brother, but also true God, our merciful and faithful high priest, indeed, our salvation. And now we approach Holy Week with that decisive battle between the Prince of Life and the Prince of Darkness, as the Church will sing on Easter Day, death and life have contended in that conflict, combat stupendous. The Prince of Life who died reigns immortal, and to him be glory, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.